Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a workplace community of remote workers, freelancers, and entrepreneurs. Gravitate provides all the space and amenities necessary so you can focus on your work, creativity, and growth. With locations in Des Moines and Valley Junction, learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. It was the fall of 1975 when Larry Unteet started teaching in Spencer, Iowa. He has led the high school speech and drama program for 44 years. He's taken students to the Iowa High School Speech Association State Festival every year that they've had a state festival. But this year is his last. He retired from classroom teaching 6 years ago, and now he'll also retire from coaching at the end of this school year. He's with me now to take a look back. Hello, Larry.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today.
You bet.
And let's go way back in time to 1975. You must have been just a few years older than the students you were going to be teaching.
Yeah, I think I was 25, maybe, and the seniors were 18, so... I jokingly talk about it now because those seniors are now just turned 60 this year.
So they might be thinking about retirement as well.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Webster City, Iowa, right?
Yes.
Did you have a background in speech or drama when you were in high school?
Yes, that was my parents started me in kindergarten when I was 4. And so I was always behind athletically with my class. And so I think that's why I found a niche in speech and drama. So I was in all the plays and speech work as I went through high school. And I ended up majoring in that in college.
What made you want to teach it?
Kind of when I was in college at UNI, we went to New York during spring break, both my junior and senior year. And, you know, you always have aspirations to be an actor or something on Broadway, but I realized that every bar hop and waitress were all frustrated actors and actresses trying to get in, and I realized that it's kind of like getting into professional sports. The odds were very limited. So I thought if I wanted to be involved with theater, this was the way to go, to be able to direct plays and affect some youth in some way, give them the same passion that I had for theater.
Well, and it sounds like you also found such a place of belonging in theater. Was that your hope as well, to help kids who maybe weren't fitting in other places?
Yes. I always call them my savior children because so many times you see these kids that have nothing going for them, and they're quiet and they're shy and they're not athletes, and so they end up coming to set construction or painting or something like that, and they just end up loving it. And then once they do one play, they're hooked. And so it's kind of fun to see them develop from the shy introvert as a freshman to a confident senior by the time they graduate.
Yeah, I can imagine. What do you think that kind of community, the speech and theater community, can do for a kid?
Well, it's so freeing, and it's also gives them more confidence. You know, you can always tell. I've even had teachers say, I can tell that this student or that student is involved in speech and drama because they have no problem getting up in front of the class and making presentations. And that's probably what it gives them, confidence to go out into the world, because you're going to have to communicate in every job that you have, no matter if it's in speech or drama or just a business situation. It just helps instill a confidence in you.
One of the observations I've made over the years is that it's an area of school where difference is celebrated. There are so many other arenas that kids are involved in where difference makes them stand out in a way they don't want. But in speech and drama, it seems to be desirable.
Oh, yes. I like kids that are wild and crazy. Because there's a place for them, and they're willing to try anything.
So you have seen the speech world in Iowa change dramatically over the last 44 years. Can you give me an idea? As I mentioned, you've taken kids to the state speech festival every year that it's existed. So can you give me an idea of how it's changed from back in 1975, 76 to now?
Well, it's grown a lot. And a lot of it's in part due to the executive director of the Speech Association, Craig Enan. He had developed that speech program into the number one speech program in the nation. He goes all over the nation, and other states are jealous of that because we have so many more categories than any other state. And since when I started, some of the categories that exist now weren't there. Mime was just beginning. Short film did not exist. Group improvisation did not exist. Television broadcasting did not exist. So they've expanded over the years to involve so many more kids in different avenues that didn't exist before.
And speech is a big deal in Spencer. Can you give me an idea of about how many kids participate every year?
Probably in between drama and large group speech and individual speech, we involve about 150 students each year, which out of a school of 600, that means like one out of every four students is involved in some way, either on stage performing or behind the scenes. So,
wow, that sounds like an incredibly high percentage. Have you seen that grow over your years?
Yeah, it's gotten bigger. I'm also into my second generation of students, obviously, since I've been here for 44 years. And so I've seen that grow. And we have a very active community theater here in town, too, with children's theater program that helps develop them. They come into high school knowing they want to be in drama. And they just, I get so many brothers and sisters that just because their brother or sister was in it, they already know that that's what they want to do when they come into high school.
So give me an idea for people who didn't participate in speech, how that works, because it is competitive. So when do you help your kids start working on the stuff that they'll hope to take to the state festival?
I'm a little different than a lot of coaches. Some of them start back in October or November, but that doesn't work for me because we're always doing a fall musical there. We have auditions for large group in early December, and we have organizational meetings and hand out scripts of all the different groups, but we really don't go full bore practicing till after Christmas. That gives us 3 weeks because the district level is the third week in January, and so it works for us, so that's how I like to handle it.
Do you feel like it's fresher if the kids have just been working on it right up to competition?
Yeah, you know, I've got kind of a system where I strive for certain goals right for the district level, and then after district, we do more and more polishing and that sort of thing, do some videotaping or recording so they can see themselves, and so that makes a big difference, too.
And the speech festival, the state speech festival, is coming up, right?
Right. It's next weekend at the Iowa State, on the Iowa State campus. It involves, 2 weeks ago, or I guess it was actually last weekend, there were four regional state competitions. The state is divided up into fourths for the different areas of the state, and then all those groups that received outstanding performance awards at those contests, are then invited to go to the Allstate Festival, either as performers or non-performers. But everyone down there has received an outstanding performance award by the judges at the state contest.
And you have an unblemished record. How many kids do you have going to the state festival this year?
Four groups, about 32 students. So, and it's kind of exciting because we are the only school in the state of Iowa that has qualified and performed at all 44 all-state festivals since it existed.
That is remarkable.
They started it in 76, the year I was came to Spencer, and then it's just been going every year. There were a couple years where it was close, where in 1980, I think I had one group, two people advance, and those students are still around in town today, so I thank them quite
nice.
Often.
No pressure, kids, right?
No. You know, the streak could have been 4 years instead of 44.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that is really incredible. Why do you think your program has been so successful? What do you think makes it special?
Oh, I think it's a combination of tradition. You know, there's always been great theater in Spencer. You know, in the last 60 years, there's been three theater directors. And so that makes a big difference.
Yeah, continuity.
Yes, because they know what to expect. Their brothers and sisters have gone through it, and they just say, you've got to do this. It's so much fun. And so, and the parents in the community are so supportive, and that makes a big difference, too, I think. It's something to be, that the whole town is proud of our speech and drama program.
Absolutely. Well, and you probably have had a little something to do with the success as well.
Well, that could be.
We have this email from Carolyn Nelson, Spencer class of 78. She says, in 1975-76, I was a sophomore at Spencer High School. I began participating in the new speech program that year, also Larry's first year. Speech and theater are amazing fun and great learning activities and carried me through my entire life. Thank you, Larry, for your devotion to the many, many students over these past 44 years. Enjoy your well-deserved retirement. And I can imagine things are a little bittersweet right now. What was it like?
It's been emotional the last few weeks. I finally told my students a couple of weeks ago, and there was a lot of tears. You know, but it's also been fun because of Facebook. I've been able to hear from so many, many students from the class of 76 all the way up to this year, and so it's kind of fun to bring back all the memories that they share with me, and that's what I like about the social media.
Absolutely. Well, you can share your secrets now. What was your favorite thing to do as a speech or drama coach?
Oh, I really enjoyed the time when I have one son who went through the program, and fortunately, he was a very gifted actor, so there wasn't any nepotism. The kids saw he was talented, and so that was fun to be with him, and he went to Allstate all 4 years of his high school, and that's kind of fun. And I love designing and building sets. You know, we won a lot of national awards for set design and construction over the years, and so that's kind of fun too. Just to be able to paint and build, and it involves so many a lot of different kids that don't like to perform that like to come and work on behind the scenes.
Right, and be a part of that community. So was there something that you tried over the years that you really didn't like and maybe said, I will never do that again?
Might be Shakespeare.
So Shakespeare with high school students was tough?
Yeah, I did Romeo and Juliet. I think that was back in 1980 maybe, and it was actually I did it because the kids requested it. They wanted to do it, but oh, it was so hard, just because you have to kind of translate the lines before you can memorize them. And it came out all right, even though a kid got cut in the head with a sword.
Oh,
and there
no.
was real blood on stage.
Oh God, no. So you've directed a lot of plays over the years, of course. Do you have a favorite that you've directed? Obviously not Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Probably, I love The Diary of Anne Frank and The Miracle Worker, not only because they're such powerful shows, but because the sets are so much fun, too, multi-leveled rooms and that sort of thing. And a few years ago, we tackled Les Miserables. We just had one of those classes that it was time to do that show just because we had so much, much talent. Singers and actors, and so we gave it a shot, and it went over really well.
Wow.
And, you know, we've done a lot of children's productions, too. The Wizard of Oz was huge just because we used 50 elementary kids as the Munchkins, and so the box office was good for that one.
For sure. Everybody's mom, dad, grandparents, aunts and uncles, everybody had to be there, right?
Yeah. And we've dabbled in some flying. I've done Peter Pan and Mary Poppins, where you actually fly the actors and actresses, and so that's been kind of fun too.
Yeah.
Those are some of my fond memories.
So you have one spring production left, right?
Yes.
What's it going to be?
Don't know.
You seriously haven't decided?
Yes, I have, but I never I never exposed it until, actually, I announced the spring show on the bus on the way back from Allstate. So that'll be, I'll announce it at the next Saturday, I guess.
All right. So you have to save it for the big reveal. I understand.
Yeah.
Are you doing one you've done before? Are you trying something new?
I'm not sure.
You can't tell me that either. The secrecy, the level of secrecy is pretty profound here.
I don't know.
So,
well, my kids have a way of figuring out. If I said I did something I've done before, they'd go back through all the archives and try to figure it out.
And I'm sure all of your kids also listen to public radio. But
probably not.
It's all right. I'll give you a pass. So, all right. You've got just really a couple of months left. What are you planning post-retirement?
You know, I haven't really thought about it. I turned 70 this fall, and I thought, you know, I think it's time. You know, I find I get less and less patience as time goes on. I'm getting older, and for some reason, the students coming into high school are always the same age. And I'm tired of battling cell phones and at practices and that sort of thing. So I don't know. You know, I live close to the lake, so I like fishing. I like going up to the lakes. And I'm actually really looking forward to not spending a beautiful fall Saturday afternoon in an auditorium painting and building. It's been so long since I've just been able to be out in nature, go to an Iowa football game or something like that. So I'm just looking forward to having some stress-free time.
Yeah, and no more snow days that you have to deal with.
That's true.
So, with only about 30 seconds left, I'm curious, did announcing that you were retiring change how coaching felt this year? Has that given you a fifth wind?
Yeah, it was different. You know, it was really scary waiting for the results for Allstate this week, just because I'm thinking, God, what if in my last year I didn't take them? You look at things a little bit different, knowing that everything you're doing is going to be for the last time. So
yeah,
that's been. But you know, I always think back to the play I did, one of the first ones, Up the Down Staircase, where the teacher said it, and that's why I teach, to make the difference in the life of a child. And I hope I've done that over the 44 years that I've been.
Well, Larry, I'm sure you have, and congratulations. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Larry Unteat of Spencer High School. This is Talk of Iowa.